Well, he failed them all, I can beat the show. His brother Sheldon there in the competition. Tommy Kinsley. Harry's big out. Played their funnels for good targets of a turn of time, not left a ton of time at the wine to make Harry Holdaway has lost a lot of.
So you watch yourself,
you're pretty happy with this tournament and you can be recommending to the party. This is a major step forward for the implementation of Green Party.
But is it a step forward or backwards, Trevor?
Without the Green Party looking to be in government,
or sideways maybe,
would not be getting a look in. And that has to be recognised, and I hope our members will look at the overall document, and we will continue to advocate the issues that are being discussed here in front of the Manchester House as well as inside.
Are you confident you get through this part of it? There seems to be quite a bit of opposition you can see from the protesters around here.
Well, it will be the Green Party members who fundamentally have to make an assessment and to decide on whether the Green Party goes into government. And that decision will have to take into account what are the options if we don't go into government. Will we be any closer to getting any of these policies implemented? And I think that's a fundamental decision we all will be making.
Trevor, is this though just a jump for power? Are you letting some of your core principles slip?
This is about implementing policy. It's about protecting our heritage. It's about ensuring sustainability, competitiveness in this economy. It is about recognising international factors in terms of climate change and the increasing price of energy, which this country is more dependent on than other countries and therefore far more vulnerable. And in the interests of bringing about opportunities from those difficulties, in other words, realising that if we can have 100 million, for example, in terms of home energy insulation grants, we will then be able to not just address those issues in terms of reducing our dependence on imported fuel, but give people a better quality of life and make their cost of living cheaper. And that is a fundamental objective.
Is it opportunity or opportunism?
Can you keep Fianna Fáil in check and will you stay on as party leader?
This is not about keeping anybody in check, it's about getting policies implemented. And that's what a political party is in business to do.
What about Shannon, Trevor?
Trevor, you know Bertie Henn has no credibility when it comes to Shannon.
Trevor, what about Shannon? Is that forgotten? Are you going to quit like you promised? When will your resignation be on the table, Trevor? Trevor, what about the promises to Shannon?
Trevor, do it! Go ahead!
Stop.